Hey, oozes and bunnies. This is a preview of the most recent Party Planning, an extra podcast that the Join the Party crew makes for our Patreon. If you want to listen to the whole thing, go to patreon.com/jointhepartypod. Check out this preview.
All right, let's do a count too, just for, sure. I'll be editing this, right?
Yeah.
Great, never mind.
It's just thinking.
Fuck counting.
You guys are seeing the whole process because we are here live and in person on the Rolling Bones tour.
Did we just start the thing with me saying fuck counting?
Yeah. That's it, baby.
I was just about to say this feels like one of those college football podcasts.
Yeah.
Where they just started recording. And the fact that you led with fuck counting, it's like Aaron Rodgers is right here. Can you deny vaccinations as well while you're here?
No, I strongly will not. Okay. But I will also say fuck counting crows.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Jones is going to get you.
I know.
And Mrs. Potter and her lullaby.
I know.
Can't believe it.
I know.
Folks, we're here night 6 of 7 on the Rolling Bones tour. If you can believe it, we're going to be playing Philly later today. I am going to request a citywide from the stage just to see what happens.
Citywide.
Now, we are performing at a winery. I think they have hard liquor.
Yeah, so they definitely do.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll ask. Can we ask? We can lead the show by asking for a citywide.
I think we should.
The citywide in Philly is the only city winery in the country that only serves hard liquor.
That feels right.
Feels That's like a pretty good
choice.
Guys, can I please get a vibe check from each of you on bodily functions, on this is my job, vibe that, and what you gonna have for dinner? I'll start. Bodily functions, medium high. Feeling pretty strong about that. Slept in my own bed last night because New York was night 5 of 7.
Nice. Hell yeah.
It was great. Slept so hard. And my this is my job, 10 out of 10. Pretty stoked. My dad was there last night and was like, wow, that's real. Which was fun. And then third, what I'm gonna have for dinner tonight, I'm really feeling like a kind of like meat and three situation. A sort of like protein, a good old roast chicken, something like that, and like some veg.
Yeah. You don't get a roll with that?
Ideally.
Yeah.
I can go.
Okay.
My bodily functions, I'm gonna go with like a 6 out of 10. Okay. I also slept in my own bed last night, which was cool. But I did wake up really late because I snoozed my alarm while I was like half asleep. I never do that. I never, ever do that. But my body was like, no, and slammed on it.
Eric, what happened is you engaged little kitten mode without knowing it. And the little kitten said, not today.
The little kitten stepped out. But three out of six of the nights we've had, I've gotten ready fully in 15 to 20 minutes. And that's like full shower, putting my face together, getting ready, packing. I'm getting really proud of myself. Read that. 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, though this is my job. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying that. And my dad was there. He did not affirm me like your dad did. Your dad affirmed me more than my dad did.
But my dad bought you a drink from the stage, so that's nice.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Your dad affirmed me more than my dad.
So 1 out of 2 dads, thumbs up.
Yeah. The fact that my dad went there was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's not going to understand any of my leftist government jokes. and then I'm going to get a salad with a lot of meat in it. I really like
just
salads.
Pure meat. It's a salad. It's pulled pork with bits of chicken and bacon.
There's a country star that just opened a restaurant in Nashville, like in their Broadway area, like on their Music Row. And there is a salad, a Cobb salad, where you can hold the lettuce.
No.
Yes, 100%.
Stop. That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is very, very funny.
That's funny.
It's the guy who sings Friends in Low Places. I think it might be Kenny Chesney.
Like, do I want a salad that's just like hard-boiled egg, tomato, blue cheese, you know,
kinda.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And like avocado in there? Like, yes.
And some vinaigrette or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to get a salad and hold the salad. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Incredible.
I'm going to fucking videotape the service performance. The server's face when you say that to them.
Yeah.
Great.
Incredible. Brandon, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm sleepy and loopy and it's perfect. I also woke up at 9 today, But because my alarm didn't go off, I did set it before I went to bed. Don't know what happened.
Mm. Now, did a little kitten go into your room and turn off your alarm?
I mean, I was sleeping in the same apartment as you, so it's entirely possible.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. It's possible.
But luckily, Amanda went and took a shower at 9 and was like, oh, fuck, I gotta wake up.
Yeah,
he took over his body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I sort of sussed that what was going on, so I was less quiet like a mouse than usual.
God, brilliant.
Yeah, every time I talk to my mom, I have my AirPods in, and whenever Amanda does anything in the apartment.
So Eric will be in the living room. He's wearing his AirPods. And I'm in the kitchen, like, pouring myself a glass of water, or in the bedroom 30 feet away, you know, like folding laundry.
Yeah. My mom goes, well, who's crashing around in there?
I think that's the AirPods, though.
It definitely is.
It happens to me, too. Yeah.
They really, like, amplify all background noise, which feels like the opposite.
Well, because they think that that's speech for some reason. Yeah. And they're like, let's make that louder.
Tone.
Yeah.
Also want to point out, my mom, like, cuts loud vegetables while she talks to me. Like breaks apart plastic containers.
She's doing fucking Foley while she's talking.
Yes, yeah. Brandon.
She holds her phone next to her dog who's chewing on a carrot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nothing.
And then occasionally I'll try to razz her, which, you know, I'm still working out the best way to razz my mother-in-law. It's mm-hmm. it's very fun. But I'll be like, who's crashing around back there? She'll be like, Ed. And I'm like, oh no.
I'm sorry.
My dog who's been sick for 6 days. It's like, oh no.
Oh shit. Oh God. Sorry.
It's such a Northeast privilege to be able to razz your in-laws, huh?
Yeah.
Not be afraid of them.
I don't. Yeah. It's great. Julia, how are you doing?
Brandon didn't get to answer the other two questions.
What's the other one's name? How are you feeling
about this being your job?
Oh yes.
And then what's your dinner tonight, babe?
Well, today or like yesterday or something, I was in the bathroom, and you know, when you go to the bathroom, like, yeah, I was just at the urinal, and you know, you just take that 10 seconds to think about life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Eric. Do you know that time?
I do, because people allowed in the men's bathroom who you can use urinals, all you're doing is like raw dogging the flight. You know how like when you're on an airplane, you just stare at the plane? All people at urinals have to do that for at least 10 seconds.
Do you have to like look firmly ahead so no one in the bathroom thinks you're gay?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Well, not because it thinks you're gay. That's just politeness. I don't want you to look at my dick. You don't look at your dick. We don't want to see each other's dicks. It's great.
Unless you ask, which is a tough gambit.
Different thing, yeah.
Now, Amanda, we have the same genitals. Do you ever think about life while you're peeing?
Usually not. I'll typically kind of like look around. I'm often taller than the bathroom stall. And so I'm typically trying to assess kind of like if there are any places where I could make eye contact with others accidentally and focusing on not doing that or rolling my phone out, because I might be, you know, by the time I like, you know, put down the toilet paper on the seat, which is a thing I do, even though I know scientifically, like, it's not necessarily like better.
It is definitely better, Amanda. Yeah.
People told me like, oh, that doesn't do anything. And I'm like, gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, it does something. So
by the time I, you know, like kind of set myself up, I'm like, I'm just gonna sit for like a minute, you know, make sure everything's fine.
I guess I just don't have the experience of sitting down and peeing. So, like, whenever I'm sitting down, I'm like, let's see what the New York Times has to say.
Yeah. So, I have a minute and my phone's probably out. So, I'm usually playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, you can't really take out your phone when you're at the urinal because you'll drop it and it'd be bad.
Yeah. How about you, Julia? Do you do that?
I pee too fast to really think about life.
Oh, we know.
And I'm really focused on, like, hover, girl. Hover.
Yes. No.
Engage the legs.
Engage the core.
I'm working on the thigh strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then there's sometimes spray.
I know. It's a whole thing.
Patreon goal: I will release Julia's pee times that I've been keeping.
No thanks.
HR.
I don't want.
No, that seems fine. It's math. That's fine.
But yeah. So I was thinking about life, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm here at this venue going to the bathroom, and there's some people doing fucking accounting in their desk, like three cities away, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. It's dope.
Yeah, pretty great.
So that's good. So, like, 12 out of 10.
Hey.
Got him.
Wow. Damn. Brandon made eye contact and touched my face when he was doing that.
Yeah, things we don't do at the urinal.
Mm. Yes.
Smart.
And I don't know. I really want to feel like she's saying, I'm here, but I imagine the Wine City Winery is probably not the best one in the city.
Mm, I wouldn't think so.
And so I don't know. I think I'll just get something like, comforting, like a meat and three or like some sort of meat stew situation or something, you know?
Yeah. We can also think about getting some lunch out and about before we head over.
Yeah.
We do have a
definitely.
Car. Yeah. TBD. I am also, I just want to get, we will have questions for this conversation, Pitt. And this isn't our draft of the tour, which we will do at a later date. Don't worry. But I will just say that the idea that like I have a lethal house that can take me everywhere I need to go with USB ports and heated seats in our Chrysler Pacifica
is incredible.
Like the fact that we'll get, it, you guys will hear so much about this Chrysler Pacifica and its brothers, its fallen comrades. But like the idea that we can just like be in the car, I can have all my shit there and then like get something and then drive somewhere else. And I don't have to pay for a $25 Uber between those two stops. Extraordinary.
Pretty nice.
The world's my oyster.
Pretty nice.
Oh, you New Yorkers, you.
It's incredible.
All right, Julia, give us your update.
The first thing was physical body stuff.
Physical body stuff.
I'm a little hungry right now.
Yeah.
And I also did not sleep well last night. So
oh, no.
I'm going to fix...
You were in your own bed!
I don't know what was wrong with me, but I am going to fix those problems by getting some food in me and taking a little nap before
nice.
We leave.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. How about this is my job?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
always and forever, baby.
And then Danny.
I kind of want a soup.
Oh.
And if they don't have a good soup option, then I'll probably get a burger.
You going to put that pasta in that soup? If you can get it?
Maybe. Oh. Ooh, maybe they have pasta. I haven't looked at the menu yet.
Pasta fajol, if you will.
Ooh, yeah. I do love a pasta fajol.
There's so many possibilities.
More like a pasta fajol.
More like a pasta
damn.
More like a pasta fuck me up. Jewel.
I will. Punch, 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 punch.
Pasta, forget about it. Oh, wrong city, wrong city.
Wrong city.
All right, guys, I want to put our touring experience to use here because Ginger Snapped asked in Discord, I'm going to my first con in a couple of months. And while it's smaller and on a local front, so I will know most of the attendees ahead of time, I'm still a little nervous about what to expect, especially since I'm running at Artist Alley this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Any general tips related to travel, convention etiquette, things no one warned you about, or things that are less common knowledge?
That was great. My favorite part was the accent work. If you like that, you gotta hear the rest of Party Planning by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/jointhepartypod.